There is one human-made artifact that can be seen from outer space. Anybody want to hazard a guess as to what it is? Only one. Pardon me? The Great Wall of China. It's 2,250 miles long. It's 25 feet high. It's made of earth and brick, thick. It's too long to go around. It's too high to climb over. It's too thick to break down. But yet in the first 100 years when that wall existed, China was invaded 3 times. And how did they do it? They bribed the gatekeeper, who handed over the keys and opened the gates of the wall, and the hordes marched in on China. The gospel this morning the gatekeeper had what Peter had. He had the keys. But unfortunately for the Chinese, the gatekeeper wasn't the rock that Jesus proclaimed Peter to be. The story takes place at Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi was a pagan shrine, and it had this masthead of like a cliff, and in the cliff were carved niches, and in the niches were all these little pagan gods stored in this big wall. And that's the background. So Jesus says to Peter, "Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Peter was being invited to be something more than he was. The gatekeeper wasn't the rock like Peter was. But Peter, this is who you are to be. You are to be a rock that holds my image. You are to be built up into a temple so that when people see you, they know my presence in you. You have the key. Shebna, in the first reading, lost his key because he put himself ahead of the household of Helkiah. The Chinese lost their key because the gatekeeper put himself ahead of the household of China. For each of us as disciples, fidelity is a necessity. We have to be faithful in all things as best as we are able. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort, sometimes not so much. But fidelity is the key, that indeed we can reflect the Lord and thus be built up into his temple and exude his presence and his authority. Think of how greatly our world needs a reliable church. We all complain about what a mess it is. I hear it all the time. I do it all the time. It's a mess out there. Why is it a mess? It's what we've made of it. But fidelity to Christ and to his gospel is the antidote to the mess. It paints a whole different picture. And that's possible. God isn't going away. He's here to stay. I remember Sister Rosemary told me all the time, "Kurt, if God seems distant, guess who moved? It wasn't the Lord. It's me. It's me putting myself out of the welfare of the family of God." Just think about that. Amid all the shifting sands of life, just think of what we need to be today. We need to be modern day Peters, rocks that stand firm in the Lord, not so much for a defense, but for the sake of enduring hope, that there is hope. There's an abundance of hope to say there is a way and there is a truth and there is a life. And that's Christ. As Peter says, the Son of the living God.